Hello everyone, and welcome to a new concept I call Unpopular Opinion, where I dissect videos that people post online and tell you what you might not have figured out. Let's get right into it. User Funky, with 1.1 million followers on Instagram, posted this exchange between two strangers in the middle of a street.
Are you angry, brother?
Get out of here!
I'm trying to spread
Get the
joy.
Fuck out of my face!
I'm trying to spread
Get the
joy.
Fuck out of my face!
I'm just trying to spread
Get
some
the
joy.
Fuck out of my face!
I'm trying to spread some joy.
What are you gonna do? Fuck you! Suck it up! Suck it up!
Now, harassing strangers and trying to be nice to them in front of the camera is nothing new, but here's where it gets spicy. The dude in the video showed up in the comments section. He pointed out how Funky is being disrespectful. Funky replies, initially deflecting by saying, "Oh well, I saw someone having a bad day and wanted to give some nice energy." However, after being pressed about it, Funky resorts to the age-old last line of defense. It's not illegal. I'm going to use this moment to introduce you to two concepts, one called a shield and the other called a false handshake. Bear with me here. A shield is a general narrative theme that the influencer uses to hide behind in the case of critique. A shield must be generalized, vague, and appealing enough for the audience to use it as a defense in comment sections. In this case, the shield is spreading joy. I'm just going to have a bite of this food. A false handshake occurs when an influencer uses a gift or act of kindness to trick the audience into thinking they're actually a nice person and not an exploitative sociopath with no empathy. It doesn't need to be a literal handshake, but it is an action that distracts the audience from the true intent of the influencer. In this particular case, the handshake is the distribution of flowers. How do you like the food?
Good.
Cool. Now listen, before all those keyboards go clickety-clackety and remind me that it's not illegal to film in public, I'm gonna tell you straight up. I know it's not illegal to film in public. That's not the problem here. The problem here is in the dishonesty of the presentation. Funky's failing is a moral one and not a legal one. If you say, "Oh well, but it's not illegal," you're not actually addressing my point. If Funky had recorded this video from a dozen feet away and posted it without bothering the men, I'd be on your side. The men are having a public argument and they can't reasonably control who films them. However, my problem is that he pretends this is about spreading joy when it isn't. The shield comes into play here. Funky deliberately targeted them for likes and attention. Funky offers them a false handshake in the form of offering flowers. The flowers are allegedly to spread joy. But how is this spreading joy? All I see is an angry man who feels exploited, who made his feelings known explicitly in a comment section. If the mission were truly about spreading joy, he would have left them alone. If the mission were truly about spreading joy, he would have left the video in drafts, as no joy was spread here. If the mission were truly about spreading joy, he would take down the video as soon as he found out the subject isn't happy with it. This isn't about spreading joy. It's about using this man's crash out for personal gain, and also tricking you, the audience, into thinking he's a nice guy through the use of a shield and a false handshake. Furthermore, the link on the flowers is to a site that promotes gambling. So yeah, it's an ad for gambling. When all is said and done, our friend Funky had no desire to spread joy at all. At best, Funky is just a hapless idiot who wants to make a viral video to promote his gambling sponsor. At worst, Funky is a petty, vengeful person who intentionally posted this to hurt the subject as punishment for not playing into the narrative. Once Funky saw that this guy wasn't really playing his game, he decided to post this to humiliate him publicly, and it worked. Now, you might say, "Oh well, it's not that deep," but it is. If I can't get you to analyze this very simple issue, where we see both sides clearly, I can't expect you to understand more difficult moral questions. Influencers trick you all the time, but often it's more complex or subtle than this. You have to learn basic math before you get to calculus, and maybe, if this series is successful, we can stop making monsters famous and force them to get regular jobs. To close, I'll discuss one final thing. People are scared of influencers. In general, if someone feels exploited, they keep quiet until the problem goes away. This situation is special because the subject found himself in the video and clearly stated his problem in the comments section. This is rare. I've spoken to lots of people in kindness videos who hate what happened but are too afraid to speak out. When they do speak out, they're often bullied by delusional fans of the influencer who buy into the shield and cry out, "Well, he's just trying to spread joy or kindness or whatever." I hope this has helped you to understand what a shield is and what a false handshake is. If this series continues, I will use these terms again.